Yo, buddy, you reached Wine Odyssey 466-6644. Welcome. I'm doing this one alone. This is Mr. Outwatch, of course, your grand leader. You're listening to Comment Tape Number 8, issued finally for the week on July 23rd, 1979. And behind us, we're hearing one of my favorite cuts, The Canadian Gallops and the Comedians by Kowalewski, by his favorite Eugene Normandy and the Philadelphia Philharmonic. And we'd like to say that today's commentary should be rather interesting. I've gone through all the comments ahead of time. But let's not bore you with details. Let's let the music play a little bit, and then on the comments.
Hi, how's the kitchen
cake up on fire? Oh, that's an interesting one. You know how it caught on fire? I just overloaded a wire, and the next thing you know, I had all sorts of melting, dripping, gooey insulation all over the place. I mean, what else can I say? I finally got it rebuilt in a truly new configuration. It should be working much better right now. And I'm also doing the tape a little bit better. I did a smart trick. I'm trying to look at the condenser microphone this tape. I'd like your opinions. Do you think I sounded better with the old mic or with this mic? Not enough of that. Let's not bore you. On to the next comment.
Hey, John, what's wrong with this? Just a deep tone, nothing else. So, what else can I do except just leave a comment? It's about 2:45 in the morning here. It's on Friday morning. And this is the fabulous TSPS. I don't know what I have to say. I just got back seeing a girl group at the Rock Corporation in Manhattan. They're called the Miners. They're all a bunch of 13 and 14-year-old girls. Well, considering if they were 13 and 14, I was a little bit disappointed with their music and their weren't all that great looking, the girls, maybe the drummer and stuff like that, nevertheless, they're all teenage players, and I wouldn't pick them out. But anyways, fun to see them, and what else do I have to say to them? It kind of caught me by surprise, so it was quick to find us. But, I'll just listen on balance flying for exciting and festive things to be appearing on their two teeth when they're on. There'll be new and more interesting things than usual, so you people have kind of shut off from calling there. It'll be more entertaining. Now less talk and more fun, if you know what I mean. So, let's see, it's just be about all for right now, so, Well, I do want to say one, say hello to Teenage Los Angeles. It's one of my things I'd like to do. And that's about all for right now, so I really don't know how much to say. I mean, I'm sounding great today. I'm a bit tired, but what can you say? So anyways, this is G Fabulous TSPS saying, have a nice Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and all that good stuff. And don't get caught in the bushes doing anything funny. I have to go.
This is Mark from Bernardino, Friday morning. Not much to say, I've been wondering how I can do any of this one. If you could have anything like the Air Nice Conference, 5.81, or something of that nature. That is it. Goodbye.
In response to that question, yes, we are going to have something slightly akin to the Valley Conference on the touchtone access system, which other people are now trying to copy. No, ours is almost up, believe me, but we do need ideas. We've got one way of amplifying for our touchtone detector. If anybody has any other ideas about how to amplify for our touchtone detector, please either leave them on the line or drop us a letter if you come up with the best response. I think it was six months free of the newsletter I offered. Yes, I believe that was. And you won't even have to pay postage. On to the next comment, please.
Yes, I'd like to leave a comment on this comment line. I've already called it. And your singing is horrible. That makes sense, but it's horrible.
Kevin Snuggle Park is no longer, also known as Lynn Woodland Hills, is no longer singing the intro. Anybody mourning this change can go suck an egg.
Yeah, I just like to say, do you have the voter number is for the two new ones or something? And, yeah, what else? Just about it.
Yes, to the best of our knowledge, Regina is running two roving diverters right now. One of them is at 777-49-35 for the Los Angeles area, and for the 714 residents, the one that's so near and dear to my heart, 714-552, get this, 6644. I mean, I think she's trying to tell everybody something. yes. Next.
Hello, party. This is ACDC calling on the 13th of July, 1979. And I have a gripe, and I'd like to air it over this line, and I don't think you'll mind. I'm talking about on all the loop lines, and everybody knows the numbers, how approximately half the time you call, half the time you get people who are total idiots and talk about stupid things, and the other half you get people who won't talk at all. And it really pisses me off, especially the people that won't talk at all. And if you just want to sit there, and if you want to hear someone really mad, if you want to get someone really mad, then just crank call someone. But stay off the loop line. Because the loop lines are for us to talk on, and we don't need you people who just sit there, or goof into the microphone, or whatever. But we don't need you people. And if you like getting people angry, hit your brother or something. We're just pissed off about it. And me and a lot of my friends, we're really just really mad about it, and just cool it, okay? We really don't need to turn the loop line. This has been ACDC with an editorial comment. Any rebuttal may be left on Why Not this week, next week, or any other week. And I'm fully willing to debate about this issue because it's really got me upset. I know loop lines are illegal, but still the fact is that people are misusing them. So I want to know how all you people think about that.
Contrary to what he said, that's not the editorial position of Why Not. We remain neutral on that subject. I myself personally, as a quasi-editorial, sort of agree with him, but whatever. Yes. By the way, the loop lines are not really illegal. It's just sort of shady on them, because they're supposed to be for trunk testing between offices. Say that you have problems trying to hear a guy. You're dialing from, say, 883 to 902. And you have trouble, and a couple of times when you dial it, you get a raunchy connection. So they just clip on a trunk, A. They take two trunks at a time, and they dial into the silent, and they see how the termination sounds. If it sounds fine, it's okay. If one of them sounds raunchy, they know they've got a bad cable pair. So then they do their thing. But enough of the technical stuff. On the next comment.
Well, I guess I'm supposed to leave the comment. Or your machine blew up. That's why you haven't played anything else. I'm the person who called up with the complaint about the technical subject being aired on Why Not. And now that I've heard John and Steve say the profound things about how it is your livelihood and everything, I've decided that it's not so bad after all, and actually, to tell you the truth, I am kind of interested in the technical subject, especially dealing with phones, and who the hell gives a damn?
Tom, I just want to say this is the wild and crazy guy. I really doubted you guys about mailing me the list and everything that I knew a long time ago, such as, oh, you why not guys are, you really came through, and I got your list of numbers, and I got your letter. And I think the newsletter is fantastic. It's excellent. It's great. It's good. I did the little ads in the corner, and the list for all the joke lines is really good, too. I really like them a lot. And I heard about the loop on another tape long time ago on Feedback. They announced the loop, as you said in your newsletter. But I'd like to know, how could they? And still not have them all shut down, because many of them are still in service. I called them all. Thank you. Goodbye.
Yale party, now it's time for a shotgun comment from KCRO either.
Go ahead, Jeff.
You would like to leave any ideas for why not listeners?
I'd just like to announce that in a couple of months, the Why Not newsletter will be coming out in Braille for those of you who cannot read print. So unfortunate of me. In fact, I may just be the one who writes it. Thank you.
This is the man who may be leaving over a hot Braille writer for hours at a stretch. Reading page after page from one stupid, dumb typo after another.
As he tries to interpret what we're telling him to put in the Why Not newsletter.
Yes, and also he tries finding out that liquid paper does not work when you're trying to type in Braille.
I'm not going to comment on that.
Yes, folks, Casey is putting out the Braille edition of the Why Not newsletter. If you'd like your copy, please send in your self-addressed stamped envelope. For the Braille edition, you must send an 8.5x11 manila envelope with another one inside. Please, either that or the Braille edition will be 50 cents an issue. I'm sorry about the price, but I'll have to go down and buy the manila envelopes since we don't want to hold them, do we? And please get yours in before the... about the 27th or 8th of each month, or we won't print it up because we are only making up as many copies as we need for the month. If you'd like the Braille edition, either two manila envelopes, one self-addressed stamped, or 50 cents per edition to Why Not.
Yeah, you seem to know a lot about phones, so I like to ask a question about phone tracing. I'm getting a lot of crank calls from this person. I kind of want them traced. And the operator sees, says that I'll need to involve the police and stuff like that. And I was just wondering if you could tell me really what the procedure is, you know, and what it involves and how complicated it is. You know, and I don't go into it exactly, but kind of give me an idea of what to tell us, because I don't want to get into something real heavy. You know, I've paid the grant calls, I've probably been stopping a while. And I don't want to test anybody and give a $500 fine. I was just wondering if you could kind of give me an idea of what exactly I do with a phone trace. And if they've got any kind of system, you know, if the phone company's really got any kind of system where they can do it as opposed to the police, then I'd be very thankful for your information. Thank you.
Unfortunately, I have a feeling that there's no way to get traced other than to take the police involved. Because whenever you talk to the phone company and say, hey, I'm being bugged, would you please trace the calls? They have you sign a waiver that if anybody is caught, they must prosecute. Otherwise, they won't do it. However, there are ways that you can persuade a prank caller not to do it. There's one way is don't answer the phone. If that's inconvenient, you might try answering with such catchy phrases as, what are you doing? I'm trying to three-way telephone security, or anything catchy like that. You might answer it with strange things like telco security, switchman, or other things like that. Also, there's just the hello, and if he starts cranking, you just hang up. Many ways to handle it. We're about out of tape here, so I would just like to remind you that if you want the newsletter, it's PO Box 3904, Woodland Hills, California, 91367, will be published on or about the first of the month, and if you want last month's edition, please state so. It's either one self-addressed stamped envelope at a time, or 25 cents per issue that you want mailed to Why Not, Post Office Box 3904, Woodland Hills, California, 91367. Braille editions, 50 cents a copy, or a self-addressed stamped envelope, and you must have that in before about the 25th of the month so that we can have them copied by Casey Arleta. Thank you. This tape will auto-reverse momentarily. Please stand by, and it will... Autoverse. We will be back on side two of this half-hour comment tape. Welcome to side two of this half-hour Autoverse comment tape from Why Not, number 8, issue 7279. And now on to some more comments from side two.
Whatever happened to the good old days, you know, when you can call Why Not, you didn't intro tape, and, you know, leave a comment on the designated day, and hear a nice feature with George Carlin or National Lampoon, something like that, and then call back, couple of days after that, never a nice 45-minute comment tape. Whatever happened to Sleepy Phone, where you call one number and hear a comment tape, which was pulling two things at once so you can make head or tail out of it. You can call up another number and leave a comment, which that number just rings continuously now and nobody ever answers it. Never happened to Zygotte. Everybody always calls us about Zygotte, complain about it or inquire about it, asking why they keep on getting a tape that says it's out of order or it's always busy. You never seem to answer their question. You just play the tape through without saying a thing. Did you say something about Zygotte this time? Is it up? Is it working? No, I'm talking about the Van Nuys Zygotte. Jeez.
Hello, this is Kelly. I heard you say something about a touchstone system, and I just hope that once you get it up, you'd explain it in layman terms and not give some kind of a strange technical term, you know, because there are some people out here who just call the lines and, you know, aren't in the telephones, you know. I mean, I happen to find more things important in life than knowing everything about the phone company, but I do like listening to this line. So could you please give a simple explanation for your touchstone system? Thank you. Goodbye.
Yes, the basic idea of the touchstone system. You will dial into Winox. You'll hear a new intro tape. It sounds sort of like the one that we have on now. But it says at the end, you've reached Winox's new touchstone access system. Please, at the end of this tape, touchstone in your selection of what line. If you do not make a selection, you'll be automatically switched to today's choice. If you wish information on how to use the touchstone access system, dial 0. Then you'll dial whatever you want to listen to. They'll probably, at the start, I'll probably just have the one comment tape on, but I will be rapidly adding to that as I acquire decks and material to put on them with such things like an index of what's on Winox this week. We'll have the additions, deletions to the numbers list, and all sorts of other interesting things on there I will have. Contributions from other Joe clients that wish to play their stuff someplace where somebody in Southern California can get to them. If I can get old material from some old lines that they would like with permission to have replayed, I'll have them on some. It'll be all sorts of stuff. And I will also be pretty soon announcing another Why Not number as soon as they get to Canoga Park 703 or 992 open, and I can get an X number. And as I mentioned, if you do not have a touchtone phone and you cannot make a selection, you'll be switched automatically to one of those tapes of the day, which will probably be changed either daily or bi-daily even, if I so feel like it. Next comment, please.
Oh, boy, I think it's a good comment tape up, huh? What a bummer. It is a grim reaper calling you at exactly midnight. You know, I'm a fan of classical music. You know, some people like rock and roll, like Led Zeppelin. It's okay. I like classical music. My favorite piece is Beethoven's B minor fugue, Overture 5, Concerto 5, Area Code 213. My brother, he likes Beethoven. He's actually crazy about Beethoven. Matter of fact, he had a nervous breakdown, and he actually dug up Beethoven. And to his surprise, Beethoven was sitting up in his coffin. Little lad, he was seriously facing music. My brother said to Beethoven, Beethoven, what are you doing? You're supposed to be dead. And Beethoven said, close the lid, you stupid idiot. Don't you see? I'm decomposing.
You may ask why I just played that.
I liked it. Huh. If I send you a self-addressed stamped envelope, will you send me both the June and August newsletter? Thank you.
Yes, I most certainly will.
Hello there. This is Station Matt. I didn't hear my comment, so I guess you didn't get to play it because it's a damaging machine. And, who knows, maybe it was destroyed. So I'd like to repeat a couple of things I said on the last one. Number one is you haven't called me, and that's why I think there's something wrong with your case, because I left my phone number. I also offer to leave you some of my equipment, which I cannot do because I am now using it. And that's right, I'm using it on my comment line. I've got a comment line up. The number for the comment line is 782. Okay, 783-2112. And I'm going to have another one up on 71336, but I haven't gotten that one worked out. And this is how it works. Tuesday it will be up. Tuesday, I'll leave comments. Maybe I'll leave the tape open for comments on Wednesday also. And from Wednesday to Friday, I'll have a special feature from the nightclub stuff in Las Vegas. And then after that, I'll play the comment tape until Tuesday, and then I'll start taking comments again. And it's going to work similarly to what Why Not did before the tape machine blew up. And so call me at 783-2112. Thank you. Goodbye.
Uh-oh. Sometimes certain comments unexpected, unexpected. I will not review those comments and other things today. What can I do? Sent me the tone of them looking to say. Well, I guess I can leave one slight advertisement here. So I advertise and stuff. I need some information. Older model, Certiphone, with its 440, which requires a coupler in order to work, but it is FCC approved. If anybody out there does have one or knows someone that does have one, I would appreciate it very much if you could possibly leave the FCC registration number and the radio equivalents, also the serial number, on this line, on Why Not, and I appreciate it very much because I'm desperately looking for the numbers to that. And also, I was just going to leave a comment that I found out that I could send the Lynn of Woodward Hills has taken off to France or Europe or someplace like that. He's not around anymore, he's not as far as this, but I'd be called from wherever you are, man, and they would comment on the line and maybe tell us what the phones are like up there and what kind of, find up some neat information. Maybe bring back some phone books and stuff like that. Actually, could sure use one. Go to Denmark. I hope you go to Denmark. There's lots of nice young girls there. God, I'm really in a 12-year-old hooker there, so pick that up for me. Anyways, this has been a comment, or a semi-comment, from the fabulous TSTS at about 2:30 in the morning on Friday morning, the 20 of July. 8 days from now it's starting, and about 15 days from T-Trek at the San Diego whatever it is, auditorium or whatever it is, so I'll be going there. And also, if there's anything else is going there, maybe we could get together, see what's going on. Maybe having T-Trek, West Occult, UFO, I think, Cat Fathers, and ACDC. I'm not really that sure about all the exact groups, so I'll take my word for it. I see pages for you now. And where's the cult? So right now, I think I've wasted enough tape, or maybe we should get some tape. Let's do some listening to music. So anyways, this has been a comment by the fabulous TSCS. So have a nice day, and don't get caught in the bushes. So we're going to be funny. Bye-bye.
I just want to say that Freaky Friend is the most disgusting perverted chicken line in existence, and I just want to keep up the good work.
Yes, and a nice announcement to go on the air. Freaky Phone does have now a output-only tape on 902-1669, his output line.
Hello, this is Mark from Granada Hills. I'm calling on Friday morning. All I'd like to say, ask, is wondering if you're going to have anything like the Van Ryan conference. That's the five lines. Or try anything different than you've been doing. That is all. Goodbye.
Who knows? I just might have one. Next comment, please.
Oh, well, that was a great comment that you played this week, but now it's not your fault or anything, bro. Can't blame you for that. It's just great that you didn't run this thing. It's looking nice. Okay, here's my comment. Oh, new line out. 368-7379. That's 368-7379. Okay, that's a new line. Also, you guys gave the number of, you want this Freaky Phone's number was 994-4695. But that ain't Freaky Phone number, and nothing answers on that line. I know Freaky Phone, what the new Freaky Phone number is now, but I don't know what 994-4695 is. So if you could tell me what that is, and that's about it. So, bye.
For a short period of time, that was Freaky's, he had one of Regina's roving diverters at his house, but Regina did not like the way that he was not home often to change where it was forwarding to, so he quickly dropped it in about, so I think it was 3 days. That number is no longer in service.
Whatever happened to 989-2000? And how can I get the news bulletin?
It's down. What can I say? Next.
Hey, this is Mark. Wilson Hills. I forgot to say the comment day, and I'll call back later.
Wish more people would do that.
The Van Nuys Zygot at 989-3399 now resumes operation.
Thank you, Brian Feedback, for that announcement. Next,
this is Dan from Big Bear Lake, usually known as Dan Loisridge, calling direct. Thanks for the call. Please think it out, Bruce. Doesn't make me happy. Anyway, I don't have any particular comment to leave, except for the fact that a few people are getting kind of, well, irritated at me, but I just mention them. So we'll just say hi to Suzanne from Sherman Oaks, and let's see, to Rick Ogallala, and Rick Ogallala, and to everybody in the Why Not staff. Okay. So this is Dan of Northridge saying goodbye.
Yes, he even paid for that call.
Can't tell me what's wrong with the secret star. Is he ever gonna open, you know, is he gonna ever have a line or not? Because it's been ringing and ringing and ringing for the last week or so. Well, that's about it. So, goodbye.
Oh, well, that's about it for this comment tape. I actually thought we weren't going to have enough comments to fill it, but it came out just about right today, so we'll have a little more of I See a Fine by the Boston Cars, and then we'll be back on side one of this half-hour auto-reverse comment tape. Till the next side, till I speak to you again. Goodbye.